If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm in from Phil McKinney. Both of us are syndicated for the Innovators.network. And you can find all of our podcasts, as well as amazing resources to help spark your next billion-dollar idea, at theinnovators.network. Now, speaking of innovation, our guest today truly fits this next statement. You can take the entrepreneur out of Silicon Valley, but you can't take the Silicon Valley out of the entrepreneur. I've always wanted to say that. And it holds true for me, who left Silicon Valley for Cincinnati, Ohio. She's CEO of Centrifuge, a startup accelerator, venture capital fund, and a catalyst for sparking innovation as well in large companies. But she has deep roots in Silicon Valley with deep experience in marketing, sales, and customer experience. Plus, she's an expert in digital innovation, helping hundreds of companies around the world stay on the cutting edge. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Gosh, I don't even know where to start. Your career just span, it's so much that you have done.
It's crazy.
I mean, I think my first question should be, was this really where you thought you'd be when you were getting prepared for college or even when you were exiting college?
You know, it's the right question. Let's take geography out of it first and say, based on all I've experienced professionally, I couldn't have found or created a better professional opportunity than this to, you know, tie up my strengths and apply them to a region that was really, really ready to build a new economy for themselves, a new level of economic vibrancy, I will say. But no, did I think about this in high school or college? Absolutely not.
No, and now they teach innovation. They actually have degrees in innovation at certain colleges.
That's what I hear.
One of the young women I mentor wants to go to a school in Pennsylvania because she said she can create her own major around innovation.
I do think I'm not academically excellent when it comes to this topic of innovation. But I will say that there are both skills and knowledge and certainly some, you know, work ethic, resilience, tenacity, attributes, that if there was a curricula that could pull those out, I think it could be taught and amplified. I really think that.
Right, but you spark innovation in and work with companies and help them around innovation.
I do. And what makes the work we do here at Centrifuge so interesting is that we get to see three parts of a network that come together to drive growth in a region. So this makes it very, very interesting. So our number one customer here at Centrifuge are startups.
Right,
founders,
you have a startup
co-founders.
And you have a venture fund.
Yeah, and that's so you get, you're immersed with the latest and greatest and wild ideas and good ideas. So that's awesome. and they're rolling in on a regular basis. And then we get to meet with early stage managers, the best and brightest, from Techstars to Upfront to Atlas Ventures and everything in between. I mean, that's really cool. And then the third thing, though, the third leg of the stool, if you could use that analogy, or third node in the network, really are the large global organizations here in the region that are desperate, or eager, I guess is a better way to say it, eager to drive new growth through technology innovation. So, I mean, this, we're in a catbird seat. You know, what we do is very unique. The access we have to large corporates like Procter & Gamble and Kroger and Western and Southern and Children's Hospital, it's very unique. And so we're constantly mixing it up. And that mix-up looks like the right kind of collaboration to drive new solutions to pretty serious problems.
You know, do you think that there's any potential conflict in that, you know, at all? I could see how they fit together, but I'm just curious if you see any potential conflict with, so you have two parts here, the one where you have the startup accelerator where you're helping the, you know, the potential disruptors from below.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you're helping the large corporations that are, have the potential of being disrupted.
Yeah. They don't really walk around thinking they're going to get disrupted. They have a big pile of customers and employees and partners that they have to operate with, right? So they're not every day sitting in the boardroom going, oh my God, we're going to go away. They're aware of that potential squeeze of disruption. They're sensitive to it. And that's why they participate with organizations like ours, because they want to use that which is relevant for them inside their companies. And they like brushing shoulders with young, aggressive digital natives. So there's a talent play, there's a product service play, and there's a, just a pure how to work play, like be agile and all the things that startups are. So I don't think there's any conflict there. I think sometimes there's some arrogance. The arrogance can apply on both sides.
Right. That's true.
You get a little smarty pants startup who thinks he's going to take down fill in the blank big co. And I love their courage and I love their assertiveness, but come on, you know, it's going to take a while. I mean, Uber, Airbnb, there's plenty of examples of serious disruption that has scaled, but generally that is unique, right? And I think there's arrogance on the big co side. You know, you see them, you've just heard me describe it. I mean, they're big and powerful and they have a lot of assets. And even though they kind of feel paranoid in the right ways, you know, they're still growing and they're still managing. So they get arrogant and they say, well, what do they know? Well, they know a lot because they don't have the same fear structure that big co's have. And we do this work, frankly, because the large companies in the region really wanted to lean in to the whole notion of startup innovation. It was the origin story is about what they wanted for their region, not what startups wanted.
I mean, it's interesting that the community came together and the leaders came together, politicians and such in the community came together to help get this started.
Yes. In most Midwest cities, it's the first time I've ever been in the Midwest, okay, so I've learned a lot. There's a certain perspective and leadership that comes from the large companies, the business community, especially the large companies, the economic development community, the city community, let's say government, universities, large companies. These guys, those entities work very closely together in the Midwest. They should notice patterns that are impacting, and in this case, unfavorably, the growth of their region. And so they looked around, not just on either coast, but even around their own region and said, what's up? Why don't we have more startup growth? Why don't we have more digital knowledge workers running around buying $5 coffees, right? And they had already invested here in a very unique part of town called Over the Rhine, which, you know, had been rebuilt. It had been renewed from an urban renewal standpoint. Then they got some research done and they said, hey, let's pull together assets, capability that will allow us to attract and retain the best startups we can find cross sector, and realizing that a lot of them fail. And that's how it all started. So it was business leadership and city leadership that got this ball rolling. And in most Midwest cities, and we know 30 or 40 of them because we interact with them regularly, that is not the case. Usually the startup community is triggered by an accelerator or a group of engineers that are interested in learning more about Python or ICOs. And it's very technology driven. And I think that's good. I think that's organic. In the Midwest, though, what seems to work best, if you really want to scale a community like we have, our startup community, you need business support because they represent the demand side of the economy.
We have to take a break, but coming up right here on the show, we'll have more with Wendy Lee and CentureFuse and find out what type of companies they're attracting. So stay with us.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're continuing our conversation with Azeed Janatra from ReMaterials. Now, I have to ask you, what possessed you to think about roofing? It's not an area of innovation or a solution area that I think about. But you talked about in the last segment about what we take for granted and having and looking at something with fresh eyes. So give us some background on how you even – what was the problem you were trying to solve with ReMaterials?
Absolutely. So there are two parts to – to my answer. The first is from my solar lighting days working in rural India. I was exposed to all the problems that rural areas and low-income communities faced. And that just developed, you know, passion in me that, you know, we need to solve these real problems. But after that, you know, more specifically, some of our older investors, they said, you know, we should do this house in a box, you know, a kit house, so that, you know, and then we can just ship houses to all over the world from a factory. And of course, that connected to me because I've seen construction activity going on in rural areas all the time. So at that point, the market research started, spread across four states in India, rural areas, urban slums. I talked to 600 families, and what I saw was eye-opening. I saw that people had built some sort of brick walls, but roofing was consistently poor. And I have data that 80% out of 600 families used corrugated cement sheets and metal sheet roofing. Corrugated cement sheets are just 6 mm thick. They also controversially contain asbestos, which is banned in a lot of countries. And corrugated metal sheets are just 1 mm thick. And as we all know, metal is a good conductor of heat. Now, the living conditions in these houses were horrible because of roofing. In summers, the temperature would go to 45, 48 degrees Celsius, you know, I think 110 Fahrenheit or something, very hot inside the house. I saw families sitting outside their own house. They said, no, we cannot be in our house. It's like a hot oven. So, you know, not in afternoons. In monsoons, there'll be water leakage inside the house from the roof and their belongings will get wet and all of that. And, you know, the cement sheets and metal sheets will crack and corrode easily. And there'll be like monkeys jumping on top of the roof and they'll throw stuff on the roof. It'll break easily. And I said, oh, my God, this is such a mess, you know. And so many people in India and now we know abroad also, they use this roofing and there is just no alternate. And that was the spark. I said, this is such a global problem and a serious problem, and we absolutely need to solve this. And I just decided that I'm going to start a roofing company at that point of time.
So, yeah. So the question that it begs you is why hasn't anybody else seen this?
Well, I mean, see, that goes into the whole idea of which I still face today, that, you know, traditional businesses do not consider rural areas and urban poor, low-income communities as a market opportunity. That is relatively a new concept. One of the investors in our company is Dr. C.K. Prahlad's family, and he wrote the pioneering book named Fortune at the Bottom of the Pyramid. Mm-hmm. You know, people should read that book. It talks about this exact same thing, you know. So it's a new idea that a very large market opportunity exists at the bottom of the economic pyramid if we tap it in the right manner. So I think, yeah, people are realizing it only now. Yes.
Yeah, and it's actually interesting because the book you mentioned, I've read it. I've actually talked about it here in the show a number of years ago. And that's what and that book actually prompted my wife and I to shift our investments from the traditional startup phases and really to invest in entrepreneurs in developing countries. It is this untapped, plus the scarcity of risk capital to even invest. So in this case, you know, when I'm like, when I travel and I'm in, you know, developing countries, the roofing material just seems to be material of opportunity, meaning they take whatever they can find, right? Which is out of convenience, and corrugated steel, which is what's heavily used in the rural parts of Africa, is because they literally cut the sides off of containers, you know, and then
yes,
plop it onto the roof, and that becomes, and like you said, I've been in those houses. The heat on the thing is unbelievable. But okay, so in this case, you've identified this opportunity. You've identified it as not as what I would call, you know, it's not a charity model. You are a for-profit business trying to solve this at scale, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that is my core idea, that for-profit businesses are possible, you know, if you cater to rural areas and urban poor and, you know, underserved segments. It is absolutely possible to have impact and profit together. That is the premise of our venture and a core idea that I believe in. Yes.
So real quick then, give us a little peek into what's different about your roofing solution versus what they have today with the corrugated steel or concrete roofing. What's different about yours?
So, you know, we knew right away that we needed to provide four key properties. We needed to provide strength, heat insulation, waterproofing, and aesthetics. And that is where we got started with our journey. We have a solution now, which we've installed at several hundred houses. And our roofs actually lower the temperature in the house by 6 to 10 degrees Celsius. They're completely waterproof. They're strong. Families sleep on top, eat on top. They can do activities on top, store things on top. And they look beautiful, which is very important. You know, people value their homes a lot. They have an emotional connect to their houses, and we have to give them beautiful houses. We provide them with LED lights inside their house. We provide them with wooden carvings inside their house and make it, you know, something that they feel proud of, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because, again, it's also this perception of serving a product into the low income part of the economy. We tend to discount that, right? It's typically just aimed at being cheap, right? Versus treating these people with the same respect. They don't have any less desires than any of us all have, right? Of having nice furniture, nice house, you know, provide for our kids, help our kids be successful. You know, they're dealing with the exact same motivations we have, and we need to think and treat them with that same level of respect. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
And so we're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into a little bit more about how this idea moved forward, early customer feedback. And then I'm going to ask Azit to share us with his one area of advice based on the experience he's had going through the building of Reed Materials and starting this company. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Killer Innovations.
shop Lowe's and save big on updates you can make throughout your home. Refresh your walls with new color with stain-resistant paint that makes cleanup a snap, starting at $26.98. Craving new appliances? Get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 6-6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
BizTalk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're here with Azit Ganatra from ReMaterials, talking about roofing as an area of innovation. Now, Azit, I have to tell you, what you just shared in the previous segment, I got the goosebumps. Because of your sensitivity to the respect that all customers deserve, no matter where they are on the pyramid. Talk a little bit about the start of the project up through kind of your first customers. How long did that take, and what was that whole process? What was that experience like?
Sure. So when the spark, you know, that we have to do alternate roofing, you know, that started, and we knew that we had to provide four key properties of strength, waterproofing, insulation, and aesthetics. We started looking at the materials, because what will this new roof be made of, right? We can talk about all these things. And then the whole materials exploration started, and, you know, I thought that we'll have a roof installed in 6 months, and then, you know, we'll raise money and we'll go from there. But it took 2 years to install our first demo roof. You know, you probably know you've done startups. Yeah. You know that journey very well.
Yeah, you're living the innovator's dream, right?
All
innovators are optimists. We believe we can do it so fast, and then it just takes a lot longer than planned. Okay, so this took you 2 years to get to that first install.
First roof, but there were two key elements, you know, of innovation, which I really want to share. The first was the materials. There was always this idea that we can develop a new material, but we were trying off-the-shelf materials. And when those did not work, we started new materials development. I gathered around 15 types of waste materials in the backyard of the kitchen and started experimenting with those. The engineers' training came very handy, because we are good problem solvers, right? And then out of those 15 waste materials, we developed a roofing material that was made from cardboard waste and agricultural waste, like coconut fibers and you know, completely natural, biodegradable roofing tile came out of it. And that was a hard journey, you know, to make the material. We needed machines. Where do you get machines? You need money. Nobody would rent the machines. Went through that whole journey. The second aspect is coming up with a modular design. You know, we knew that the roof had to be modular, because then it is easy to ship. You know, we have to ship it to remote areas, to rural areas, in very crowded urban slums. It has to be very easy to install. Who is going to install these roofs, right? We want to install millions of roofs across the world, and then we need skilled workers and all of that. So we came up with the modular design, very easy to install. The roof can be installed in less than a day by semi-skilled, unskilled workers also. So those two innovations took more than 2 years. And then finally, our first roof, you know, was installed in a low-income community in Ahmedabad in middle of 2015. And that was just felt great.
Yeah. So how many roofs have you installed now?
So as of right now, we have 150 plus roofs installed in slums of Ahmedabad primarily. So we have gone far. A very interesting, a sort of a milestone or a learning in the journey was when we started sales. You know, it's a very common question. People are like, well, how do you even sell to these people? Do they even have money? How do you reach to them? We started sales, and we realized that some people were able to, and some said that we love your product, but we don't have, you know, $800, $500 upfront. And that point, we started partnering with microfinance companies. So right now, our roofs are sold in cash. There are families that pay cash, which has been a revelation to us and to our investors and to the world also, that they actually have cash, you know, just do not discount them. And half of the customers get their roofs financed from microfinance companies, and they just have to pay $30 a month, you know, and they get a high quality roofing in return. Yes.
And what is the average cost of a roof? Is it the $500 you mentioned? What, if you had to say, I know average is always hard, but what would you say the average cost in U.S. dollars terms?
What would a roof cost? Average cost is $700 to $800 or so for a 250 to 300 square feet house.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, our goal was never to be cheapest in the market. Our goal was to be the best in the market. There is difference between being low cost and being cost effective. And, you know, we had to find the right trade-offs and give them the properties. High quality roofing for developing world is the mission of our company. So we did not want to cut corners anywhere. Yeah.
So here's the question. What's the future look like for rematerials? What's next for you?
So we are expanding our mission, going from high quality roofs. We want to go to high quality houses. So we have recently prototyped a full house, you know, very quick to install from our materials, developed from waste materials, high quality, very fast to install. And then we have also prototyped solar into the roofing. Shelter, imagine shelter. You need good walls and good roof, and you need electricity in the house and sanitation and so on and so forth. So the absolute idea is to solve all these basic necessities that are currently not being solved. Yes.
So you've been on this journey now for three and a half years. If a listener is thinking about trying to do the same thing you did, what would be that one piece of advice you would give them now that you're on this side of that learning curve?
I think it's a business. You have to be smart about it and run it like a startup. But before everything, you have to know if you are truly passionate about working in rural parts, any part of the world. It's going to get very hot. There's going to be electricity cuts. There's going to be puddles of water. There's going to be animals. There's going to be, you know, lots of issues and fights and all of that. Most people give up. You just cannot give up in these situations. And that, you know, there will be a time when that will be tested. And, you know, you'll find out. So, you know, figure out, try it, spend time in rural areas, do internships or, you know, take up a job. Figure out if you're passionate about it, if you're willing to give your life to it in no uncertain terms, no other words. And only then you will succeed. Only then you will make a dent. This cannot be a hobby project. You know, oh, yeah, we'll install 500 roofs. We did great for the world and then we'll shut down. No, you know, your goal has to be to reach globally. There are people in so many countries that need so many of these basic infrastructure and services. So it requires no more than 100% commitment. So figure that out first and then, you know, then start.
I think that's an excellent point because we've seen a lot of people go, you know, get all, you know, interested in social innovation, but then they don't stick it through. They don't actually drive the longer impact. So if people want to get in contact with you and they want to follow up with what you're doing, what's the best place for them to track you down?
So our product is called Mod Roof. I mean, it's like modular roof, but then our customers call it Modern Roof. So our website is modroof.in. And that's the best place. My email address is there on the website, so they can get in touch with us through that. Yes.
Well, Hazit, I do appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to join us today here at Killer Innovations. What you're doing and the passion you have for this is inspirational. And I would love to stay in touch and follow with what you're doing. And if I happen to be in your parts of the world, I'll definitely we'll do a stop by and maybe actually do the show again. But we'll do it from India. Keep up the work. There's opportunities for the people at the lower end of the pyramid. We can solve those innovations. And I just wanted to say thanks a lot for taking the time to join us today and telling us your story.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you so much.
So as we wrap up this segment of the show, don't forget, stay tuned. Fourth segment's coming up. That's the 5 minutes to new ideas. We have a new one for this week. So you're going to want to stay right where you're at And listen to that. Everything that we talked about in the first three segments of the show will be in the show notes. We'll have links to Madros Hazit so you can track him down and reach out. When innovators are doing this kind of hard work, just getting an email from somebody from somewhere else in the world saying great job can go a long way. So reach out and let other and encourage other innovators that you may know or may hear about and encourage them in their work. And with that, we're going to wrap up this segment of the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with 5 minutes to new ideas. I'll go with you. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Kill Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Back in the early days of this show, I would share what I called a killer question in each episode. These questions were designed to be used in your personal team or organization innovation efforts. Now, based on feedback from listeners like you, we've decided to bring it back with some improvements. Each episode of the Killer Innovations has a segment that I'm now calling 5 Minutes to New Ideas. They are designed for the creative mind looking for that next great idea. Each episode will challenge you to think differently about your business, your products, your services, and yourself by asking unique, funny, and sometimes crazy questions. These questions are designed to force you to look beyond the obvious and to uncover those ideas and opportunities you never before considered. So, get out your notebook and be ready to uncover that game-changing idea. Here is 5 Minutes to New Ideas. Do you need to have a finished product in order to make a sale? Is there any way that not offering a finished product would actually give you an advantage or even become a selling point? Now, my children have long since outgrown toys, but my grandkids have more than once roped me into visits to Build-A-Bear. Build-A-Bear, like the paint-your-own pottery craze that preceded it, doesn't offer a finished product. In fact, the whole selling point is that you create your own customized product in-store. These types of businesses are offering a dual product, both the end result, be it a stuffed animal and a personalized costume, or an I Love Papa coffee mug, and the chance to create something without taking responsibility for gathering materials or cleaning up the mess it generates. A stuffed toy may feel like a low-risk product, but children's fads can be as fickle as an adult's. Just ask any parent. Once you start adding the layers of design, complexity to a toy, clothes, accessories, pre-recorded sounds, you risk creating something that misses the mark with your target audience. Build-A-Bear's strategy is very clever in that it allows them to keep components rather than finished products as inventory. They never have to run the risk of being stuck with 10,000 astronaut bears the week after the last Pirates of the Caribbean opens. There are 2 points to take from this. The first is that these companies are reducing their risk of having a stockroom full of briefly popular products that they now can't sell. The second is that they are able to charge their customers a premium for the pleasure of assembling the final bear. They've been able to persuade their customers that down is up. They don't offer a fully finished product for sale, and if you do want their product, you will have to assemble it yourself. That is absolute genius. Homemakers have experienced a similar shift in how they make a product. For example, a birthday cake. When I was a kid, my grandma would make me a birthday cake from scratch every year. The cake cost maybe a dollar in commodity goods. Now, when she passed away, my mom took over the job of making my cake. She would go buy a cake mix, add an egg, some oil, and some water, and that was it. Of course, that cake was more expensive because of the convenience factor of having a pre-made cake mix, but you still had to make it yourself. there's a relationship between the amount you're paying and the experience you're getting with these products. And it's more than just simply convenience. Manufacturers have to walk a thin line between making a product so easy that it feels like cheating and so complex the user sees no value in the supposed convenience. When cake mixes first came out, they were really simple. All you had to do was add water. But people making these cakes didn't like it because it felt too easy, like they hadn't contributed anything to it and couldn't claim any pride in making the cake. So cake mixes were altered to require a fresh egg as well, and the products took off. If you want to build this kind of emotional connection with your customer, you need to look at how you can offer them a creative, "I did this" kind of an experience. There's also a positive customer experience in being able to feel a sense of personal pride in something they've done for themselves. Can you give them an opportunity to take ownership over the construction process? Look at ways in which you can add real value for your customer while simultaneously giving them a less finished product that then reduces your cost to manufacture and to ship that product. Can you give them the chance to say, "I did this"? So, can you create an on-demand version of your product? While this sounds easy, it requires you to dissect your product or service and ask yourself, what benefits would you get if you were able to sell your product such that the customer assembles it? Could assembling it be pitched as a learning, bonding, or more authentic process? And could you increase the perceived value and hence the cost of your product by emphasizing its real-time availability? It's not always about the finished product. By embedding an experience that solicits a "I did this" feeling, you could be the one to launch that next on-demand craze. I'm Phil McKinney, and thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join in. If you have any comments or suggestions, drop me a note at phil@killerinnovations.com. Beyond this show, I write about my personal experiences of being in the innovation game for the last two decades. Topics include innovation, creativity, culture, team building, metrics, frustrations, leadership, and how to win. You can find that content over at philmckinney.com. You can also find out information about my book, Beyond the Obvious, including extensive excerpts over at beyondtheobvious.com. You can find hardcover, digital, and audio versions of my book on Amazon or wherever you get your books from. Now, the reason I started this show back in 2005 was to pay back my early mentor. My first mentor, Bob Davis, invested an immense amount of time in training and coaching me, which had a major impact on my career. When I went back and asked him how I could pay him back, he laughed and said I couldn't. I had to pay it forward. If I could ask for a favor, could you help me pay it forward? How? One, by giving us a rating wherever you get your podcast, as that helps spread the word. And two, by telling others about the show. If you want to be part of the conversation between the shows, I hang out in the Innovators Community on Slack. The Innovators Community is a private community of vetted innovators who help each other succeed. Check it out at theinnovators.community. This episode of Kill Innovations was produced by the Innovators Network. You can find the show notes and the entire show catalog going back to 2005 at killerinnovations.com. I'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, go out and change the world with your killer innovations. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.